Coming up on the next episode of PT Talker, we have Dwayne Anderson, who's going to talk to us about balance and the use of computerized balance equipment in the world of physical therapy and why therapists should care. So stay tuned for the next episode of PT Talker.
This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Well, we're back. Joining us today is Dwayne Anderson. Now, a little bit different. We're departing from our normal normal guest pattern. We have Dwayne Anderson, who is the director of sales for MedFit, which is a manufacturer of the Core Balance computerized balance equipment system. So, Dwayne, first of all, welcome to PT Talker.
Thank you very much for having me.
And now, you are not a physical therapist, but you are someone who has been in the balance arena for quite a while, and I thought it might be interesting to talk to you a little bit about your experience and share with our listeners how physical therapists are using computerized balance equipment. And the reason I decided to bring you onto the show today was because I just have noticed I'm getting more questions, I'm getting more emails from our listeners wanting to know more about this. It appears as though the use of computerized balance equipment is gaining popularity, is maybe becoming a little bit more prolific, although it's been around for probably, at least 15 years. But do you have a sense of why things are changing in the world in the arena of balance?
Definitely. I believe the technology has been adapted more, you know, obviously as time goes on, so people are more accepting to the actual technological advances of having balance incorporated in their facility rather than the standardized balance tests such as the Berg balance test or Tenetti's. So I believe, you know, with the adoption of technology, people are embracing it more and seeing its useful benefits of having an objective viewpoint of the data versus more subjective viewpoint, which would be, you know, a therapist doing a Berg balance scale. So from therapist to therapist, you're going to get different kind of scale ratings versus a computerized system. You're going to get a definitive objective measurement, which allows for better monitoring and perhaps better protocols and outcome measures.
Okay. So that is somewhat, I bet, is intuitive, that if we've got a computerized system, we're going to have, you know, we're going to be much more accurate in our results. We're going to be able to reproduce them. But why is balance equipment, why is balance testing becoming more, just more common in physical therapy practices?
I think there's a higher demand for it. As the population is aging, everyone's aware of the baby boomers coming to market. With them, fall prevention and balance issues, I would say, are most prevalent in alignment with strength training, et cetera. So I believe that, you know, just through natural demand, that there's more popularity with the computerized balance systems, and more people are aware of the systems now. There's multiple systems out there. So I think that once you have a formula for an increase in demand, there's more patients that have a need for testing in regards to balance deficits, as well as training. That's the other nice thing. With a lot of the systems, you also have an incorporated training system. So they're actually on a platform of some sort, and they're looking at a visual screen, getting biofeedback, and they're moving their body through time and space, actually reproducing certain movements, and all those movements become more autonomic, and they're having a cognitive interaction with the system. So it helps really just to build their overall skill level without them actually knowing that they're doing therapeutic exercises, which can be billed through Medicare, but they're actually enjoying the sessions and they feel that they're playing a game. So it's really nice, kind of a melting pot of both a therapeutic intervention plus a gaming aspect.
Okay, so let's kind of break this down. So any physical therapist can do the Berg test and get a baseline somewhere to at least start with understanding what the patient's balance capabilities would be. And, of course, we all know balance is made up of three basic components. Do I have that right? The stabilar,
yes,
proprioception, and visual. So
yeah.
Merck test is going to identify all three of those if there's a deficit?
The Burke scale does not identify, you know, specific parameters and say this individual has a vestibular issue or this particular person has, you know, muscle weakness or proprioceptive deficit. I think the Burke scale is more just giving you an idea that this person is at risk for falling, giving you a score. That's another great point you just made, and that leads into with the computerized systems. Some of the systems actually will differentiate between if the individual has a vestibular weakness or if it's a proprioceptive weakness. That's another tool that can be gained by using the computerized system, is really being able to define what the biggest weakness is of an individual. Thereby, the therapist can actually help give therapeutic protocols around that issue. If it's vestibular, let's do vestibular training. If it's proprioceptive, let's look into proprioceptive, maybe do some light therapy, et cetera. So I think it gives you kind of a better guideline as to how to rehabilitate that individual in regards to their balance and their mobility issues.
Right. Well, actually, that was the point I was going to make. So you've got some testing protocols, obviously, and then we might discover that there's a weakness on the left side. So then in the training aspect of your equipment, you then have the ability for the therapist to do specific training protocols that might focus on the left side. Instead of just gaming or making it interesting, there would be some specific things you would be doing in order to build up on the left side. True?
Yeah. With a lot of the systems, you're able to actually differentiate between, you know, certain tasks and make it task specific, which will help, you know, remedy the issue that they may have, the deficit that they may have. So that's another nice thing with the system, actually being able to define what a specific weakness is and then incorporate a specific protocol in regards to what that weakness was.
Okay, good. All right. So tell us a little bit about then what some of the other, I mean, guess, testing protocols that you can – how specific can you get? And where are your referrals coming from in order to use the equipment?
In regards to the referrals, it matters, I guess, what clinic you're in. If you're in an outpatient clinic versus the inpatient versus you have your own therapy setting, but a lot of the referrals will be coming from a physician, obviously, that have done, you know, their diligence on a patient, seeing that there is a deficit in one way or another, defining an ICD-9 code to that patient and referring out to a therapist. And then when that therapist receives the patient, they're able to bill certain CPT codes on the system to help the therapy and the therapeutic outcomes of this individual. So it varies, I think, between clinic to clinic, just depending on your setting, where you're getting your actual referrals from. Obviously, most of the time it's going to be from a physician, whether it be a family practice physician or if it's a skilled nursing facility and there's an overseeing physician. So it just depends, but always coming, obviously, from a physician.
All right. Now, I'm sure you have customers all over the country who are utilizing the equipment. What do you think are some of the most innovative clients that you have, and how are they building their business using balance equipment?
I think the individuals are being very successful in realizing that with the system, it allows for a new marketing tool. They're actually being proactive with the system, and whether they're creating specialized flyers and brochures to go out and have their marketing team or their marketing themselves at a smaller clinic to physicians in the local area, letting them know, hey, we have this latest, greatest technology, the gold standard in balance training and testing, and through that they're getting more referrals in. I think once they do get the referrals in, they've kind of built up their book of business by marketing this new product that they have. They're also combining the existing equipment that they have, the strength equipment, lasers, ultrasound, whatever it may be, but they're merging the two technologies. They're able to, with the balance system, really fine-tune and find out what the issue is, if it's muscle weakness, and if it's particular on the left side or right side. Let's use, you know, other modalities that can help, you know, either build up the strength or give back feeling and proprioception, you know, to the left or right side, whatever it may be. So I think they're creating kind of a more well-rounded therapeutic model, but on top of that, like I initially had stated, they're able to market themselves a little bit better and kind of do something different than the therapist down the street may be doing. So they're kind of setting themselves up for success.
Yeah. And so let's talk a little bit about the equipment. I'm sure there'll be some people who'll be interested. What What can you tell us about, you know, what kind of costs are there involved, training, that kind of thing?
Yeah. For costs, I would say you can get anywhere from a $6,000 machine up to a $20,000 machine. And there's some research-based models that are, you know, about $100,000, which that doesn't fit in our market. But for, you know, the rehabilitation market, I would say you're anywhere from about $6,000 to $15,000, just depending on what actual models you want and some of the features you want involved and incorporated. All of the systems definitely come with training, so it would usually involve an on-site training where an individual is coming to the facility with you, walk you through the system, how to use it, and how to identify certain aspects of you know, the readings, the actual outcomes that come out of these systems. You know, what does this mean? And then also there's a lot of follow-up training in regards to webinars and phone call support. So there's always definitely hand-holding going on until an individual has really embraced the technology. There's a good amount of software support and training that goes along with every sale.
Okay. All right. Very good. All right. Okay. So the name of the equipment is?
Core Balance.
Core Balance. Okay. And how would someone reach out to you?
They could reach out to our corporate line. They could look us up at medfitsystems.com. And they can actually call me directly as well at 415-601-5235.
Okay.
That's 415-601-5235.
Okay, very good. We've been talking to Dwayne Anderson. He's Director of Sales for MedFit. They are the manufacturer of the Core Balance computerized balance assessment system. And I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us, Dwayne, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me, Jeff.
Okay. I want to remind all of our listeners, it is free to sign up and become a subscriber to PT Talker. Just go to www.pttalker.com. Previous episodes are always available at iTunes, and we appreciate you spreading the word about the great information that's available right here at PT Talker. And I hope, specifically, that this information will help you to be a better therapist and help someone get well today. This is Jeff Worrell saying thanks for now.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.